For nearly 25 years, Michael Bush and his partner Dennis Tompkins worked with pop legend Michael Jackson to create the star's incredible wardrobe. Bush and Tompkins fashioned thousands of artistic pieces, many iconic costumes Michael wore on stage, in short films, even in his personal wardrobe. Today we'll speak with Bush about his new book, The King of Style, Dressing Michael Jackson, which includes hundreds of incredible photographs, personal reflections, and a behind-the-scenes look at collaborating with one of the world's legendary performers. Welcome, Michael. It's so great to have you as a guest on the Book Report.
Great. Thank you for inviting.
Tell us about your project.
Okay, it's an art book, a coffee table art picture art book of my life working with Michael for 25 years. It's called The King of Style, Dressing Michael Jackson.
Okay, and tell us about how you met Michael Jackson.
Okay, I met Michael Jackson on the set of Captain EO, which was a 3D movie project for Disney Studios in 1985. And I started there as his dresser, and I progressed with him. He found things in me I didn't know I had, which was a costume designer. He gave me a camera and said, take photos. You've worked with me doing photo sessions with Herb Ritz's, Annie Leibovitz, those caliber of artists. He said, you watch how they manipulate the light. You can do it too. Here's a camera. Go practice. So most of the photos in the book, I shot myself. Okay, I worked with Dennis Tompkins and myself, Michael Bush, with Michael for 25 years. And Dennis was the one that always stayed back in the studio and worked like little elves getting this stuff done. I traveled with Michael extensively, and either Michael or I myself would call Dennis on the phone and said, we need this. We're attempting to get this done. He would get it manufactured, designed, and sent to us. Sometimes it had its own seat on an airplane to get it fast enough.
And how involved was he with each costume creation?
He was pretty hands-on about totally corroborating with me and Dennis about what he needed for his stage costumes, which he was the ultimate showmanship. It's showtime. And he's always explained, I dance the beat. The costumes, you have to help me show the beat with the clothing. So that was very hands-on of going in a room, watching him perform, and understanding where something needed to be special on the clothes to draw attention to that area of his dance style.
Were there one or two outfits that were actually closest to his heart?
I think each tour had its own, especially I think the opening number, because it was so over the top, such an attention-getting beginning of the show. The power of the energy of the beginning of the performance was probably, and that was like the most ornate ones. And then you kind of progress down. In the middle of the show, they were brought back up, and at the end of the show, being him on stage for two and a half hours, they became lighter because he was working so hard, singing and dancing for that length of time.
What about the iconic glove? Talk about that.
Okay, well, the glove was done, conceived before I worked with Michael.
Okay.
There's one in the book that was the first one that Michael told me that he made himself, he wore. And no one really paid attention to the glove until he did the Motown 25 anniversary in Pasadena. And I think that's when he premiered the moonwalk and the power of television. It's just those images were shot around the world. And that's when the glove, I think, became its own entity. It became its iconic Billie Jean.
I know he did so much preparation for all the music videos and the tours. What would a typical preparation be for a music video, for example?
Well, for like any production, you go into your meetings. You know, that's the hard part is, you know, an artist sitting down, like even myself sitting at this production meeting, hearing all the, we're going to try this, we want to do this, and we need to do something that's not been done before. And it was just a lot of, then again, like hours of prep work before you actually see the visual of what you get to see. So, and it was like him choreographing with the choreographers, the dancers, the costumes had to work around the dance, the lighting, the sets. It was all just layer on top of layer of perfection.
He really was a perfectionist.
Oh, yes, beyond. It was just, and he knew that he was, like any artist, you're going to be critiqued, and you really want to make it the best of your ability, and that's what he was about, showing the showmanship and the best that he could be at everything he did.
How long did you work on the book?
Well, the book we started like 20 years ago.
Oh, my
and,
God.
Well, it started, and then every time you'd start it, he would a new album would come out, a new tour would start, and it kind of got shelved because it wasn't the priority. And he said, you need to... Mike was more interested on having me show the fans the behind the scenes of how the stuff came about, how it took to make a coat, what's the elements, where'd they come from. And that's the kind of information that's in the book of, then again, like how it was done, how-to book.
I know you've worked with other famous clients, too. Talk about some of those.
Britney Spears, a lot of Siegfried. We did mostly like a lot of live performance show, concert stuff. A lot of Vegas acts, Siegfried and Roy, magic, over-the-top, showtime, showmanship.
And now, what are your projects now?
Right now I'm touring the world with the book, promoting the book. It's fascinating to see going from Germany to Copenhagen, Rome, Miami. Yesterday was in Orlando. We're just going all over the world and seeing how the fans are embracing this piece of art that is about Michael's life, and I had a part of it.
How can a fan get the book?
You can get the book on dressingmichaeljackson.com, which is the website for the book.
What's your next project after you're done with the tour?
I'm probably going to go home and finish my dining room draperies I started 20 years ago.
What do you find really amazing about the creation of this book?
Well, I think that my name's attached to a book. Each one of these little jackets was like my children. And I think it's the same thing. Taking as many photos as we did doing it, they were like baby pictures. And now you get to show, if someone comes to your house, I'm showing them my baby pictures. I don't know if that's the right connotation, but that's each one of these were like little children and how they influence other people's lives.
Talk about the photography in the book. Is most of it yours?
Yes. I was just, then again, working with Michael with the photographers he worked with, which was the top of the line, prolific artist, photographers. It was just like standing behind Michael, watching how they move the camera, move the light, manipulate what's going on. The lens looks different than what you see looking to the naked eye. And Michael said, "You stood there enough. You're a visual artist. Just practice. I know you can do it." And I'm going, "Oh, no." You know, it's just like, but then you picked up the camera and it happened. The detail of the jackets, the sleeves, the detail on the arms and stuff to show what you kind of missed when you saw him perform in it, or when he did do a press conference or something. He came across the stage, did his speech, and he was gone. And there's, for instance, a couple shots in the book. That's the jacket he wore when he gave Elizabeth Taylor away at Neverland. And they had no idea. And they said, "Oh, now I recognize the silhouette of it, but I can't believe that's much that detail." I said, "Yes, that's why we wanted to put it in the book. It shows you the detail of what he was fascinated with was art."
What I hear you saying is that he was actually quite motivational in your career.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Michael is one of those, like, mentors that could see things in people they didn't know they had. I did not know that I could be. I started out as his dresser. Okay, as even in that world, you're thinking, wow, you know, I would like to design clothes. But for someone of Michael's caliber and that fast, it wasn't like, you know, I cut my teeth on Michael Jackson being a designer, but he believed in me enough and Dennis to let us do that.
Well, thank you very much. This is a magnificent book.
Thank you.
Okay.